Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of July, recording at 9:47 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and it was another interesting one. In stock markets, Asia, quiet, but mostly to the upside, not least the ASEAN sector. India was also higher, but Japan was down a little bit, 0.85% on the Nikkei. European stock markets were firm, most closing up over 1%, and I see Stockholm bordering on 2%. In the Americas, we had gains, least of the ones that I can see. Mexico had a tiny decline, but elsewhere we had modest gains in Brazil and Canada, and strong gains in the United States. The NASDAQ composite closed up 2.2%, and the S&P was up 1.63%. That's 21.29 points, taking it up to 1326.73. And there were clear upward dynamics there, particularly for the NASDAQ. News factors that were influencing this. First, Wall Street was higher on improved housing starts. And, well, I think even before that, concentration on or focus on the European debt crisis situation really has dominated thinking in recent days, as I've mentioned previously, and for a couple of weeks or so this has been the case. And today we saw yields back off. Now, I think I've said before, and it's a point worth repeating, that you can almost set your daily trading agenda on the basis of what those yields are doing. If they're pushing higher, expect stock markets to be under pressure, and some commodities, although gold may benefit from that environment, provided stock markets don't weaken too much. And also, if yields come off, then we tend to get stronger stock markets, as we saw today. Very interesting. Among some of the news items that influenced, I mentioned the interest rates, housing starts, and then coming late in the day, there's a headline that Obama has endorsed the so-called Gang of Six senators' plan for cutting the long-term deficit. And the market liked that, and U.S. 30-year Treasury bonds liked that as well. Prices reversed early decline and rallied quite sharply, up over a point as I speak. Now, precious metals caught the some profit-taking from the fear buyers, as I will describe them. And we have seen downside key day reversals, small downside key day reversals for gold bullion, which closed at $15.88.30, and also for silver, which is still trading after hours, but it's at $39.05. That's down over 128. More on those in a moment. Lesser declines for palladium and platinum, but both had been considerably higher earlier on. The grain and bean complex rallied, although those gains were paired towards the close, with the soybeans and rough rice actually closing down, but corn was up 10 cents, but off the highs. Crude oil, we had WTI bounce, currently at 98.02. That's up just over $2. And I think we were 117.35 for the Brent crude also up, but a lesser gain. And the industrial metals were all firmer in here today, and copper 447.75. That's strong. Not all that far off the all-time high in U.S. dollars. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I mentioned the focus that we've seen on this European debt situation, and that has considerably outweighed, in my opinion, the focus on the also important but agreement to increase, or in necessary agreement or desired agreement to raise the debt ceiling in the USA. Now, there are two events here, and I think the market's beginning to, as of today, was favorably anticipating these two developments. And one is that we have the ECB, it's a European Central Bank, and the European Union ministers meeting, obviously to discuss this debt crisis. And there are hopes that they will come up with some sort of a more sensible plan. Owen's written a lot about that today, and I'm also posting an article by Larry Summers on the subject. Now, that any good news coming out of that, of course, and the drop in the bond yields reflected some optimistic expectations. But any good news that comes out, other than just kicking the problem further down the road, as they say, would certainly, I think, help stock markets. And the Obama announcement on deficit cuts has caused optimism regarding a successful agreement here to lift that debt ceiling. So these are short-term measures which can improve sentiment here somewhat. Now, what is important overall for stock markets is that the majority of those June reaction lows hold, and that's still very much the case for Wall Street, which really didn't give up very much. It gave up less than half. Even Monday and Tuesday of last week gave up less than a half of the gains from the June lows. So those important levels are holding. And in terms of leash effect, as I've mentioned so often over the years, the U.S. stock market remains the most influential by far, although somewhat less influential than it was in recent years, particularly as the U.S. is no longer the engine of global economic growth. Now, also within Europe, important market Germany, which had tested that same June low, it has lifted off that, but not as strongly as the gains we've seen on Wall Street. Some of the other European markets, a good many of them, actually move below those June lows, so it's important that they record downside failures. If you're an optimist on equities, that would be good stabilizing action overall. The leaders are what we expect to continue to be the leaders. The ASEAN sector is not discounting the major sell-off that a number of people are actually worrying about. But it has to be said, if we go back to 2008, and I'm certainly not forecasting anything like 2008, but the fuller money themes, including India, and that was still hitting new highs in January 2008, when many other markets were beginning to unravel. So I would not look to the fuller money themes to give a lead to the downside. The market that could drag everything down is Wall Street, if it fell sharply enough or far enough, but it's doing the opposite right now. And But I would expect those Fuller Money themes to lead to the upside, and they're all reasonably steady in here right now. The bank shares in Europe still look appalling, but we're likely to see, and I think we did see today a little bit of short covering on some of those positions. In terms of precious metals, you might remember if or if you heard last night's audio, I had talked about the interest in gold ranging from the so-called fear factor buying to the love of gold, people who just feel happier, safer with it. They like its tactile, or what they feel are its tactile qualities. They like wearing it or seeing other people wear it, and so on. And one of the points I made in that discussion in last night's audio is that I said that you can get contagion selling of two kinds. If stock markets are very weak, as we saw in 2008, gold does get dragged down because people sell it, if only to offset losses in other positions and to grab good profits while they have them. And so gold and other precious metals do fall, although gold tends to fall less than everything else, and that's what we saw in 2008. We can also get a little bit of selling when events seem to be improving, as was the case today. And then some of the people who have moved into gold on a short-term basis as a hedge against what they regard as global crises, a little bit of good news, and some of that money comes out, and that's what we saw today, leading to those key day reversals. Now, that's a technical sell signal in the short term, a trading sell signal. I remain quite bullish of gold, particularly when we get into the September to fourth quarter period of the year and on into the new year, 2012. But the technical action has been good recently, but gold had gone up for 11 consecutive days until today, and that had deterred me from chasing it. And I actually chopped out my silver positions in here today when I saw these key day reversals developing. Now, we have short-term overbought conditions in gold and silver. The keys are technical sell signals. I certainly won't be shorting these metals, and I don't think any long-term holder need be overly concerned about them. But from a leverage trading position, if we get a follow-through tomorrow to the downside, if we get it, then through the close, that would indicate that we were going to get a little bit more of a corrective phase. To me, that would create another good buying opportunity. It would also correct that slightly overbought condition that I mentioned yesterday, and it would help to pull these markets back, make them a little less overextended before the next push to the upside. So I think that would be quite a positive development overall. And I don't expect to be out of precious metals. I still have some platinum, and bought a little bit more today, actually, and held on to those positions. But I did sell my silver and my platinum, and I would welcome the opportunity to buy more on a pullback. But I suspect that a lot of other people would as well. So I'm not sure how much selling that we will actually see. But on a further decline, as I say, I will be strongly tempted to nibble, particularly as this short-term overbought condition, which you can see on the stochastic indicators, is unwound. Overall, the strength of commodity prices is a headwind for stock markets, but they haven't paid much attention to that recently. It's been all about the European debt crisis and the debt ceiling in the USA. Tomorrow should be interesting as well. All the best.